The Hungry, Reading 5, Caring for Lambs and Sheep. Reading from John chapter 21. Simon Peter says, "I am going out to fish." They went out and straightway went up into a ship, and in that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was already come, Jesus stood on the shore. However, the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus says to them, "Little children, do you have something to eat?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find." They cast, therefore, and now they had not strength to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Then that disciple whom Jesus loved says to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon then as they came to land, they saw a fire of coals laid and a little fish on it, laid on it. And bread. Jesus says to them, "Bring some of the little fish which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And though there were so many, the net was not ripped. Jesus says to them, "Come and dine." And no one of the disciples dared ask him, "Who art thou?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then comes and takes the bread and gives to them, and the little fish likewise. The third time already Jesus was manifested to his disciples, being risen from the dead. When then they had dined, Jesus says to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" He says to him, "Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He says to him, "Feed my lambs." He says to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" He says to him, "Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He says to him, "Shepherd my sheep." He says to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter sorrowed, because he said to him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus says to him, "Feed my sheep." Arcana 41:69. Lambs here denote those who are in innocence. Sheep, as first mentioned, those who are in good from good. And sheep, as mentioned last, those who are in good from truth. Arcana 38:75. Mutual love differs from friendship in this respect. Mutual love regards the good which is in a man, and because it is directed to good, it is directed to him who is in good. But friendship regards the man. And friendship also is mutual love when it regards the man from good or for the sake of good. But when it does not regard him from good or for the sake of good, but for the sake of self, which it calls good, then friendship is not mutual love, but approaches love of self. And in so far as it approaches this, so far it is opposite to mutual love. In itself, mutual love is nothing else than charity toward the neighbor. For by the neighbor, in the internal sense, nothing else is signified than good, and in the supreme sense, the Lord, because all good is from him, and he is good itself. The Doctrine of Charity, number 56. The neighbor, which a man will love, which a man must love, from charity, will be spiritual good. Without this good, there is no charity. For the good of charity is spiritual good, since it is according to this good that all in the heavens are conjoined. Charity 57. Moral good, which is actual human good, for it is the rational good according to which man lives with man as a brother and associate, is neighbor. Moral good is the neighbor so far as it is derived from spiritual good. For moral good without spiritual is external good, is of the external will, and is not internal good. It may be evil, which is not to be loved. Charity 58. Civil good is the good of a life in accordance with the civil laws, and its first and fundamental principle is not to act contrary to those laws on account of the penalties. If within this good there is not moral good, and within moral good spiritual good, civil good is nothing else than the animal good which beasts have when kept shut up or chained toward those who give them food or who punish or caress them. Charity 59. These goods a man learns in his early infancy from the Decalogue. The laws of the Decalogue first become civil laws, afterwards moral, and finally spiritual. And then first do the goods become goods of charity according to their degree. Questions. How can we feed the spiritual hunger of lambs? What does it mean for children and the innocent to have a longing affection for good? How can we feed the spiritual hunger of sheep? Sheep are those who are in good from truth, or those who, through learning the truth from the Word and living according to it, are now in good. What does it mean that these people should be fed? The Lord is our shepherd, and we are merely helpers. But why does the Lord ask for our help? Does he need it, or is it for a higher end?